Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who fashions us, the one who heals us, the one who reforms us again and again. Amen.
Let us confess our sin, calling for God's transforming power. Source of all life, we confess that we have not allowed your grace to set us free. We fear that we are not good enough. We hear your word of love freely given to us, yet we expect others to earn it. We turn the church inward rather than moving it forward. Forgive us, stir us, reform us to be a church powered by love, willing to speak for what is right, act for what is just, and seek the healing of the whole creation. Amen.
Brothers and sisters, God hears our cry and sends the Spirit to change us and to empower our lives in the world. Through Jesus Christ and in his name, your sins are forgiven. God's love is unconditional, and we are raised up as God's people who will always be made new in the name of Jesus Christ. Let all God's people say, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, through suffering and rejection, you bring forth our salvation. And by the glory of your cross, you transform our lives. Grant that for the sake of the gospel, we may turn from the lure of evil, take up our cross, and follow your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The first reading is a reading from Isaiah. The Lord God has given me the tongue of a teacher, that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. Morning by morning he wakens my ear to listen as those who are taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I did not turn backward. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheek to those who pulled out the beard. I did not hide my face from insult and spitting. The Lord God helps me. Therefore, I have not been disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like flint, that I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up together. Who are my adversaries? Let them confront me. It is the Lord God who helps me, who will declare me guilty. Word of God, word of life.
I love the Lord who has heard my voice. I love the Lord who has heard my voice and listened to my supplication. For the Lord has given ear to me whenever I called. The cords of death entangled. The anguish of the grave came upon me. I came to grief and sorrow. Then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I pray you save my life. I love the Lord who has heard. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Our God is full of compassion. The Lord watches over the innocent. I was brought low and God saved me. Turn again to your rest, O my soul. For the Lord has dealt well with you. For you have rescued my life from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from stumbling. I will walk in the presence of the Lord, in the land of the living.
Introduction to this morning's second lesson is supposed to be quite simply a reading from James. But when I glanced at its first verse a few days ago, I thought to myself, this looks like it's almost been plotted, the setup. And as we used to say in college debate, I might want to engage in a little bit of anticipatory retaliation. But the more I studied the content, the more I came to realize that I might be better off simply with a reading from James. Not many of you, my brothers and sisters, should become teachers. For you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness. But for all of us who make many mistakes, anyone who makes no mistakes in speaking is perfect, able to keep the whole body in check with a bridle. If we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we guide their whole bodies. Or look at ships. Though they are so large that it takes strong winds to drive them, yet they are guided by a very small rudder, whatever the will of the pilot directs. So also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great exploits. How great a forest is set ablaze by small fires. And the tongue is a fire. The tongue is placed among our members as a world of iniquity. It strains the whole body, sets on fire the cycle of nature, and is itself set on fire by hell. For every species of beast and bird, of reptile and sea creature, can be tamed and has been tamed by the human species. But no one can tame the tongue, a restless evil full of deadly poison. With it we bless the Lord and Father, and with it we curse those who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth comes blessing and cursing, my brothers and sisters. This ought not to be so. Does a spring pour forth from the same opening both fresh and brackish water? Can a fig tree, my brothers and sisters, yield olives, or a grapefruit, figs? No more can salt water yield fresh. Word of God, word of life.
The Holy Gospel according to Mark, the 8th chapter, beginning with the 27th verse. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus went on with his disciples to the villages of Caesarea Philippi, and on the way he asked his disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" And they answered him, "John the Baptist, and others Elijah, and still others one of the prophets." He asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter answered him, "You're the Messiah." And he sternly ordered them not to tell anyone about him. Then he began to teach them about what the Son of Man must undergo, great suffering, and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He said all this quite openly. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and looking at his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." He called the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "If any of you want to be my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. For what will it profit them to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Indeed, what can they give in return for their life? Those who are ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of them the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you. Oh, good morning. All right. We're off to a good start. I'm going to describe somebody, and I want you to tell me who you think it is. Okay? You ready? You think you're up to this task? I'm wearing a nice coat this morning. I perhaps like to put a little white in my collar. I perhaps have some really nice pants on this morning. My hair, it's not all there. Anybody? Pastor Rod? Huh. Wow, you're good. You're good. Yep, that's exactly who you, yeah. Yep, that's exactly who it is this morning. Oh, well, now that I have you awake, let me describe somebody else. I want to see if you can say who this person is. You had no problem figuring out who he was based on what I described him as, but people might have other descriptions too. What about this description? I was born in a very unexpected way. At my baptism, the heavens seemed to part. I found many different travelers to go with me. Jesus, thank you. Two clues. Yes. Jesus. Absolutely. But what if I keep describing some things that are of human nature, like birth, being taken to baptism, living, eating, things like that? That's one way to describe Jesus. But is there another way to describe Jesus that you can think of? I'll give you a hint. Starts with the word S, ends with Avior. Savior. What if we said that? Savior. Is that a way to describe Jesus? Yeah. Yeah, we have the people today telling him, who do you say that I am? And some call him John the Baptist. Well, he's pretty human. Elijah, a little different, but still human. Other prophets, still human, said many great things. But who is Jesus? The Messiah, the Savior, the one that comes for us. But unlike what Jesus says today, when he tells them not to tell anybody, I'm going to tell you, tell everybody. Tell everybody about this amazing guy, Jesus. This amazing Savior, Messiah, who's done so much for us in our lives. So let us pray together. Dear Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for coming into this world, being our Savior. Help us to not hide that fact, but to proclaim it. So when people say, who is this Jesus? We can tell them exactly who he is. In your name we pray. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Got a little activity for you. It's going to take about a minute. Because I need everybody to wake up. I want you to talk to your neighbor and answer this question about yourself. Don't describe me. Who am I? Tell your neighbor who you are. Just tell them things about yourself that they might know. Tell them, who are you? All right. hopefully had time to tell your neighbor who you are. I don't know why that came to mind. Could be his homecoming, and I think of that cheer. You know, we want to let everybody know who we are. You know, we want to let them know. So, who are you? Who are you? Who am I? Who am I? That's a great question this morning. Who am I? Well, many of you know that I am Pastor Zach. Many of you know that I'm a Vikings fan. It's scary to say that on a day like this. Many of you know that I enjoy a good movie. Many of you know that I have a daughter that likes to talk during worship. Many of you know things about me. But what if I told you something else about me? Because that's all nice. What if I told you that I have a tongue? What if I told you I have a tongue of fire? No, I'm not dropping any fire and brimstone today. Don't worry. But I have a tongue of fire. I have a tongue that I have definitely blessed the Lord with more than once. But I can say I have a tongue that I have probably cursed the Lord with more than once. I've probably cursed people with it more than once, who are also made in the likeness of God. From my mouth has come blessings and come cursings. I'm definitely not perfect. But who am I? Who are you? There has to be more to it. Am I right? There has to be more to it. There's more to us than this venomous tongue. And who am I? Well, I want you to hear a little story that my dad actually just told me last night about our tongues, about who we are. And he reminded me that at one point, there's a mother and a daughter, and they're talking to each other. It gets a little heated. You've probably been in this boat before if you're a parent of a teenager or had a teenager. They got more heated, more heated, more heated, and finally, three words ended this conversation. Three words that can feel like a curse. You've probably heard them before, even if you're not an adult. I hate you. And that is where the conversation ends. I hate you. Slam. You've probably heard those words come out of somebody's mouth. But it didn't end here for the mother. She went all day thinking about these words, all night thinking about these words. Finally, on her way home, she had this idea. She went to the bakery, got a cake, and only put three words on this cake. And they're not the three you would expect. I hate you were put on the cake. She brought it home. They dug in. The daughter saw the cake, and they looked at each other and laughed. They laughed with each other because this mom had something to say. I will always love you. That's not what the cake said. The cake said, I hate you. But this mom said, I had been thinking about these words all day and know that I love you. The words hurt, but I will never not love you. Powerful words. So let's rephrase the question of the day. Who am I? And let's think of a different answer. Who am I besides Pastor Zach? Who are you? I am a beloved child of God. So change that question from who am I to whose am I? I am God's. Can Jesus ever be so ashamed of us that he will not love us? Are there words that come out of our mouths that could ever make him so ashamed? Well, I have an answer for that, and it's in the scriptures too. It has to do with something that we are told to pick up. We have an answer in the telling of his death and resurrection, that the answer is no. He will love us. Are there times when we might be like Peter and he will say, "Get behind me, Satan"? Absolutely, there probably are times when we feel like that. But there's one thing that reminds us and proclaims triumph, proclaims victory, reminds us we are free. And that's the cross. The cross reminds us of this. It shows us this love. Shows us that even though there are times we yell at God, "I hate you," God turns around and says, "Oh yeah? I love you." How do I know that? Because I have sent my only son to undergo great suffering, be rejected by elders, chief priests, scribes, be killed, and on 3 days come back from the dead. So don't set your minds on human things. This is so much bigger than your understanding. And in a little bit, we're going to be singing the song, "Lift High the Cross." And I'm actually going to have you stand up during that one, because we're going to sing some of these words that ring true in our hearts of hymn 660. That call us to come, Christians, follow. Come and follow. Carry your cross. Our King is indeed victorious. He's Christ, the Son of God. All newborn servants, all old servants, all young servants of the crucified, on your brow is the cross. It's the seal for him of him who died. O Lord, once lifted on that glorious tree, you have promised, as you have promised, draw us near to me. And so shall our song of triumph ever be. Praise to the crucified for victory. Praise to the Messiah. "Who do you say that I am?" asked Jesus. "I'm the Messiah. I'm the one that's going to the cross for you. I'm the one that takes all of it for you." Who's Jesus? He's the Messiah. Who am I? Who are you? Were you paying attention? Beloved child of God. So as God calls us, as Christ calls us to take up that cross, it can seem daunting. But it's more than being a martyr, more than being a suffering, or suffering in life. It's about Jesus. When we see that cross, it's all about Jesus. So who am I? Who are you? You are a beloved child of God. And any time you look at that cross, you can be reminded of that promise. That promise that will never go away, and it's always for us. Thanks be to God. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Freed by God and Christ to live, love, and serve, we pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's beloved creation. At the end of each petition, I will say, "Lord, in your mercy," and your response is, "Hear our prayer." Please join me in prayer. Gracious God, You call your church to embody the love you have shown us. Raise us up each day to bear witness against sin, death, and the grave. Lord, in your mercy, creative God, the whole universe bears witness to your imagination. Inspire scientists, naturalists, and conservationists who work to preserve precious natural resources. Grant us the wisdom to be good stewards of the earth. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Sovereign God, you bless citizens with the gifts of reason and perseverance. Encourage and strengthen people around the world to seek the common good, to serve their neighbors, and to delight in freedom. Lord, in your mercy, loving God, you bless us with an abundant world. When your children wander homeless, hungry, and naked, strengthen us to be your presence as we care for all those in need. Comfort the sick and the weary. Lend your strength to those who struggle. And provide your healing presence to those ill in mind, body, or spirit. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Compassionate God, we ask for your protection and peace for all those impacted by Hurricane Florence. May they know your presence during the tumult of their lives. And may their trust be in you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Welcoming God, thank you for this congregation where we have found a home. We are blessed by the support and relationships of those in this community of faith. Make us restless as we seek new and creative ways to expand our loving invitation to all people who seek a community. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In every time and in every place, you have raised up examples of loving service. Make us all good and loving witnesses to your extravagant compassion. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, you meet us where we are at, and you know our every need. Receive our petitions as we lift them silently to you. Join me in praying for those listed in your bulletin. Rolf, Gary, Marion, Carmen, Arliss, Karen, Dwayne, Ione, Catherine, Paige, Anne, Tim, missionaries, colleagues, and Josephine, the invalid Lutheran Church of the Mahomedans. Lord, in your mercy, into your wide embrace, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your boundless mercy through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. Amen.
Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, we pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Receive the blessing. God, creator of all things, speaking reformation into being. Jesus Christ, Savior of the world, raising the dead. Holy Spirit, living voice, calling and enlightening the church. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen.
Go in peace. Lift high the cross.
Thanks be to God.